Gold. Waar anders?
This is the place where Elvis relives.
Hello, friends. This is Elvis Presley.
Oh, he's such a sexy person.
Oh, good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Dit is de Memphis Flash.
A fan from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania put it this way. There would be many with good voices and good looks, but there would be only one, Elvis. Combine a powerful surge of electricity with innocence, sideburns, a southern accent, a smile that is the most devastating thing since the atom bomb, and a form that is capable of style, excitement, and magnetism. Give this form life with his love for the fans and theirs for him, and shatter the placid 50s with a rhythmic rockabilly roll that would fell the rafters of American popular music. Dedicated to his memory and to the countless millions whose lives he touched, this is the legend of a king.
Well, we're going to bring out the Memphis Flash now, Elvis Presley for name.
It's one more. Burning love, light my morning song. Burning love, burning love. I'm just a hunk of burning love. Now one more burning love in it. Okay, let's do it again.
but how we're gonna fade it on stage. Okay. Have him make it through the night. I start there by myself. Take the ribbon from your hair. Shake it loose and let it fall. Laying soft against my skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. The day is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Falling in love. No. Wait a minute, Glenn. Down. Come on, we're ready. Okay.
Wise men say only fat fools rush in. Would it be
take the instrumental out. Yeah, where do we modulate it?
So when it does,
then you'll be forever and beautiful to me. Okay, how did we get into it? Oh, good, Lynn. You're so young, and I'm so are you beautiful? So rare, your eyes that shine, shame the stars that glow. So fill these lonely arms of mine and kiss me tenderly. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful. So young and beautiful, you're everything I love. Your angel smile, your gentle touch are all I'm dreaming of. Oh, take this heart I offer you and let us say. Then you'll be forever young and beautiful. Damn, I sustained.
Not that much.
To me.
Dit is de Memphis Flash met Fred van Veen.
Oh, think everybody was right but Charlie.
Well, that's, you know, what's unusual about that?
That's part
of the course. You know? I feel like one of those little things at a carnival, you know, where everybody throws balls up the head, you know, he's taking it.
All right.
Memphis Flash with Fred Van Veen on Radio Extra Gold.
Media Pages. Het laatste nieuws online over radio en zeezenders. Steeds weer actueel op www.mediapages.nl.
Elvis Day by Day Book. Everything Elvis Presley from 2023. All the news, all the books, all the movies, and all the music on CD and vinyl. With 80 in-depth reviews by fans and experts. Your Elvis wrap-up of 2023 on 480 full-color pages. Available from ElvisDayByDay.com and PoplarTunes.com.
Elvis never left the building.
Je vrienden van de radio.
The greatest hits of all time.
Je hoort ze bij Radio Extra Gold.
Hit time gold.
Next piano player.
Radio Extra Gold presenteert u chronologisch alle door Elvis Presley opgenomen liedjes.
I'm anxiously waiting for this.
De Memphis Flash met Fred Van Veen.
Who is he? What is he?
De Memphis Flash op Radio Extra Gold.
It's like a dream.
Well, I've never been to Spain, but I kind of like the music. Say the ladies are insane, and they sure know how to use it. They don't abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Well, I never been to England, but I kinda like the Beatles, so I headed for Las Vegas. Only made it out to
what doesn't matter, what doesn't matter.
En dat
dat was de repetitie welke plaatsvond voor een serie concerten uit, vastgelegd op 31 maart 1972 in de RCA Studio in Hollywood. Een lange repetitie en Elvis sloot deze repetitie af, zoals ook vrijwel naar ieder concert gebeurde, met het zingen van gospels.
Willie and I, Johnny, saw mighty number.
I'm moving way up in the middle of the air. Johnny saw mighty number.
I'm moving
way in the middle of the air.
Got to mighty number.
Johnny saw mighty number.
I'm moving
way up in the middle of the air. Johnny saw mighty number.
I'm moving
way in the middle of the air.
Well, there were
three gates in the east. Three gates in the west, three gates in the north, three gates in the south, 12 gates to the city, 4 square wide. Hallelujah, got the mighty number, I Johnny saw mighty number.
I'm moving
well in the middle of the air, I Johnny saw mighty number.
I'm moving
well.
See, writing in a book, he saw
12 angels in the east,
and there were
12 angels in the west, 12 angels in the north, 12 angels in the south, a total of 48 angels to the city, 4 square wide. Hallelujah, got the mighty number, I Johnny saw a mighty number,
a moving
way up in the middle of the air, I Johnny saw a mighty number,
a moving
way in the middle of the air.
Show off.
Well, you rock my soul.
Down in the woods,
that's my baby, and you rock my soul.
Rock, 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 down in the woods,
that's my baby, and you rock my soul.
Down in the woods,
that's my baby, and you rock
my soul. Rock, oh yeah,
rock,
oh. Lord,
Lord, rock my soul.
Why don't you rock my soul?
Well, you rock my soul.
Down in the bosom
of my baby, I'm a rock,
rock, rock. Down in the
bosom of my baby, I'm a
rock, my soul.
Down in the
bosom
of my baby, I'm a
rock, rock,
rock.
Oh, Lordy, Lordy,
Lord. Oh, rock my soul. Why don't you rock my soul?
Oh, that's all I can do.
That's enough, Jimmy.
Oh.
Better run.
Man, he got a beat for that stuff. Like,
well, you'd better run.
Run when I say. Whoa,
whoa, whoa, whoa, whoa. You better lower.
You better lower.
Run when I say. Run when I say.
That's right. Okay.
Well, now you'd better run.
Run when I say somebody's calling you, and you better run. Run when I say
somebody's calling you, and you better run.
Run when I say
somebody's calling you, I feel like my time is long, long, long.
Somebody's calling you, and you better run.
Get away from me.
Somebody's calling.
It's an
air. I just come in there on the air.
Oh.
Get away from here.
Get away from here.
Get away from
here. I feel those punches. If I was,
I
if I was low enough.
What it felt.
You know, I was just low enough, man. I'm low enough. I'm voice.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh. Right.
Lee.
Yeah.
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 hogging the mic.
High feeling.
Yeah.
It's a bad feeling, isn't it?
Oh. When that's tough.
Yeah.
Be surprised how I let's do that.
Zoals na vrijwel ieder concert beëindigde Elvis en zijn zangers de dag en dus deze repetities met gospels zingen. Iets wat de aanwezige producer van het komende filmproject dan nog onder de titel Standing Room Only, Pierre Erdős en Robert Abel, ook opviel en zij raakte hierover in gesprek met Elvis.
Well, he came to Memphis to sing with a group called the Blackwood Brothers. It was the first time that I'd ever seen him.
How did you run into him this time? Just in Vegas?
I just realized that they were available. And he'd formed a new quartet called Stamps. And I listened to some of the records and they had all this power.
Well, he made the Stamps. He brought them.
He put them together.
One is his nephew and one is his son-in-law. The other two, I don't know where they came from.
But each one of the guys individually are good, as you can
oh, yeah,
see.
I noticed.
They all have good voices.
See, we come from a different background. We come from the Middle West or from the West Coast.
You don't hear this too much.
So we don't hear this. So we see a bunch of guys, and it has a whole different kind of level of meaning to us because it's just not part of our background.
Right. So,
but like everybody comes from the same background, or is that's as much to you guys as it is to a kid in California growing up in surfing or little league baseball.
It's kind of like roots.
Sure. We grew up with it, you know, from the time I can remember, like 2 years old. I grew up with this because my folks took me there, and then when I got old enough, I started to sing in church.
That's how you got into singing?
Well, it's one of the ways.
One of the ways. You know,
yeah. But I liked all type of music. You know, when I was in high school, I had records about Mario Lanza and the Metropolitan Opera. I loved music. In Spanish, I liked the Mexican flavored songs.
But this is so
music
different.
Period. This thing here, the gospel thing is just. Excuse me. The gospel is really what we grew up with, you know, more than anything else.
It shows in the music too, because there's a kind of if you've seen Baptist choirs, there's a kind of intensity about it. And it's the same kind of intensity, electricity that you have on stage. And
it comes out of almost every song.
It's a kind of a soul.
Yeah, like a
it comes
fantastic
way deep
strength
inside.
That's inside. Yeah.
It just isn't singing notes. It's singing something that seems to come from very deep inside of you. Mm-hmm.
And at certain times, you push out, you know, pull in. Just a part of you. You don't really think about it.
When I was in France about 3 or 4 years ago, and I was doing a film on Jean-Claude Keeley, and I asked him just offhand who was his favorite singer, and he said, "Oh, he says Elvis Presley. He's my man."
Oh, really?
He's my man. He said,
"Well, he's my favorite skier."
But I asked him why.
That's nice.
He said, he did this whole thing. He says he has soul. You know, it's hard for an American to talk to a Frenchman and understand that he understands soul better than you do. But he really does. He says, he sings, you know, from in here. And that was his way of describing. He had a very limited English at the time.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Joe, are you going to pick up the music?
No, but this...
Can I wrap it up with this guy?
Yeah. Okay. Oh, this is very...
All right, boys.
This is very basic. When we get through with our work, what we have to do, we usually wind up doing this.
And you're doing it because you want to do it.
We do it because we want to do it. You know.
In Las Vegas, after you've done two shows, everybody's tired. They're up in the suite singing all night till like 6 or 7.
We do two shows a lot of times, and we'll go upstairs and sing until daylight. You know, gospel songs.
How do you do it? How do you?
Not too often. When you're working every night there.
I mean, what does it do for you? I mean, to get into this, is it like a
I think it more or less puts your mind at ease. It does mine. You know, because you've been really concentrating and everybody's been working out. So these things we know.
It's like old friends.
Right. And it puts your mind at ease.
It takes you down
to a level. Otherwise, you go out of here just and you couldn't sleep for, you know. There's nothing wrong with it, but. Mm. I'd be in it on a real fast up-tempo song or something. Mm. You know, we leave the studio. Nobody can sleep for hours.
You're right, though. When you leave the stage like a place like Vegas, you're really up. You're really, really flying.
It takes at least 4 or 5 hours to even begin to unwind. And we usually wind up, you know, doing this type of stuff.
Where have you found the guys? I mean, we know about JD, but like the other guys who are in the chorus. It seems like you've known them forever, just watching you around the piano and singing, like you're like real super old friends from a long, long time.
Well, like I said, I knew JD from back when I was 15, when he first started, when he first came to Memphis to sing with a group called the Blackwood Brothers. And I was a big gospel music fan, so they would sing all night. And I would stay there all night, you know. And he had formed this new group himself a couple of years ago. And I just heard their records and put them together with the inspirations and everything else that we had.
Looked
in the gutter, man, and dug them out.
All of that's going on the stage. It's really.
But anyway, you put it all together.
It seems to be a kind of like a relationship going on stage. It's like everybody is a friend of everybody else on stage. And that's something very rare, because we've seen a lot of groups perform and don't get that kind of feeling.
Well, I think it's because we enjoy it, you know. And we constantly enjoy it, which means that we do two shows a night for 5 weeks, but we never let it get old. Every song is like we do it for the first time, and that's one of the secrets, you know.
Well, like, it's not a planned thing. You don't do the songs, the same songs, the same sequence.
Not necessarily. Yeah, we can change them around, but even if we do the same songs, they're new, and the sound is, you know, the feeling is there every time.
But it's a different feeling each time, right?
It's a good feeling. We never let it down. Because there's a new audience out there. Plus, we enjoy what we're doing.
Well, Elvis communicates with us, really. I mean, you really do from the stage. I've sung with a lot of people, but he has some way of keeping you interested and communicate, you know, between you and him. And,
I'm not going to tell you how.
You aren't going to tell us the secrets? Well, hell, we'll get out.
Things are going behind my back and things. No.
Cologne.
But we will, we'll keep it interested. Or interesting somehow, you know.
Morris.
5 weeks, man.
Oh, shut up. At the end of the 5 weeks, it was, you know, it went by like that, and it seemed like a day.
It seemed like, I don't know. For instance, this evening, I know you were running just through everything just for us, for the cameras, what have you. Which would seem like if you did the reverse on us and said, "Well, guys, just walk around with your cameras like you normally do," and the concert would be a drag to us because it would be hard for us to get up to that level. But what's hard for us to figure out is that you can turn it on here just like you do on the stage.
Well, you know what's interesting about music and about all the people here? They they find new sounds, you know, and they do things differently themselves. So it's like a new experience every day. The guy on the guitar will find a new lick, or the guy on the piano will find something, or the voices will add something, you know. And I hear all this, and it inspires me. Yeah.
Because, like, we watch, it's new for us. We're watching things like you and the lead guitarist kind of looking, the looks that go back and forth, and we're lining up shots. There's, like, really something going on, some sort of magic. You know, we know already the game that goes on with Charlie Hodges and the kidding, the back and forth, and that's part of it, too. So there's a kind of thing going on there. There's something going on there. I notice when your eye goes over to JD when the chorus comes in, you know, each one of them is like a little turn-on, you know. It's like a conversation. It goes on each one, but there's surprises.
It's like
in
a feedback.
It's a back and forth, and you're turning each other on.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, it never ceases. It goes on.
And that's what we're looking for in the film. That's what the film has to explore totally. It's that whole electricity, you know, that's just kind of circulating back and forth.
I hope you find it.
Hey, it's not. Well, we have to tell you, we left and it wasn't there.
Thanks.
So we're wrapping. Hey, let's call it a night.
Got to rest up for the road.
Got a big
jump from here to
Buffalo or wherever.
Buffalo.
This is a tour I usually lose about 2 inches, not in here, but in here.
Walk
to hang by my hands for about 2 weeks to get it back.
Yes, all one night stands too.
Yeah. But that's fine. See, it's excitement. Let's see.
Got to figure out how to get a pen in each room for these guys to sing after the show.
Oh, let's go home, everybody.
I think so. Enjoyed it, fellas.
This is the only beginning of I think a really enjoyable experience.
Thank you. We'll do our best.
I know you will. We'll try and do ours. Now, you're supposed to say, "I know you will." See, and then we're all cool.
No comment. Okay. We're even.
Eigenlijk is het een soort analyse welke de producer Pierre Editch en Robert Abel erop loslaten, samen met de hoofdpersoon van de film welke ze gaan maken. Ze hadden beide al vlug door dat Elvis werkte op intuïtie, op gevoel. Iets wat beide mannen, toch door de wol geverfd, lichtelijk verbaasde. Beide waren aanvankelijk ook niet onder de indruk van de naam Presley, maar toen ze eenmaal aan het werk met Elvis gingen, raakten ze meer en meer onder de indruk van de persoon Presley. Het zou een prachtige rockdocumentaire gaan opleveren. Elvis en zijn entourage gaan vanaf 5 april 1972 voor 19 shows richting het oosten van Amerika, met in hun gevolg ook het team van Warner Brothers, welke op 12 filmdagen 4 complete shows opnamen en ook op verschillende locaties losse fragmenten. Op woensdag 5 april zou de tour aanvangen met een optreden in het Memorial Auditorium in Buffalo, New York. De filmcamera stond aan, maar niet om te filmen, maar slechts de allerlaatste repetitie op te nemen. Het repertoire, welke dezelfde avond live gespeeld en gezongen zou gaan worden, werd nog eenmaal doorgenomen. Het geluid is verre van optimaal, maar hier geven we voorrang aan de compleetheid. Elvis oefent met zijn mannen in het Statler Hilton Hotel in Buffalo, alwaar zij verbleven.
Extra Gold. Overal in Nederland te ontvangen in wifi stereo. En wereldwijd via extragold.nl.